We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Probably not as good as I felt then. You know, last year was, it seemed like every time I took the ball, I felt really good. You know, there's been a few this year where I haven't felt that great, but been able to kind of battle through and give these guys a chance.
This recent stretch, though, I think it's now 12 of your last 14 where you've gone seven or more innings. Is there something noticeably different to you, at least about this last, you know, few months for you?
I just think that recently I've been able to really locate all four pitches, you know, and kind of throw them when I want. You know, I go back to that Braves game and I threw a 3-2 curveball to Freeman, which, you know, I wouldn't have probably done earlier this year. And I think just having a feel for the changeup, slider, being able to move the fastball in and out, and just trying to keep guys off balance.
Is that indicative, JD? You have one walk the last three strikes, 28 strikeouts, one walk. Is that indicative of?
Yeah, I think so. You know, falling behind to Tucker tonight, and then I didn't want to walk him. You know, I was thankful he swung at that down away fastball. It was a good pitch, and I was able to pop him up. But I feel like walks always come back to kind of haunt you. They always seem to find a way to score when you walk a leadoff guy or two-out walk. Kind of my mindset's been to go right after guys and try to get them to put the ball in play. And then, you know, when I get two strikes on guys, try to strike them out.
Do you feel the end of the season more this year than you did last year?
Maybe a little bit, you know, but these past few I felt good going out there. So, you know, these guys did a good job putting up runs for me, and, you know, I just tried to go out there and get them back in the dugout as quick as I could tonight.
Is it more towards the end of starts, the second straight time where Mickey's at least said that you told him you were feeling it and yeah, you were done?
I didn't feel that great warming up tonight, you know, and I think Phil knew that. And just kind of I felt better as the game went on, but there at 96 or however many pitches, when they asked, I said, you know, I'm starting to feel it. And you look at, I had the last two guys, two strikes, and if you look at those two pitches, they were kind of middle where I felt like my arm was starting to drag a little bit. You know, it's getting late in the year, and, you know, hopefully we get in this wild card, and, you know, hopefully I have that game and feeling good in that one.
Just over a week to go, I mean, how do you look at this thing right now?
Yeah, I mean, we just got to keep winning baseball games. That's what we have to do. You know, that's all we can control. And that's what we just have to keep going out there and pitching well and playing defense and scoring runs.
Do these games feel different for you than last year down the stretch? Obviously, you were chasing something last year down the stretch, too. You're chasing that same thing now, but with obviously the more important layer of trying to make the playoffs.
Yeah, you know, I personal goals, everybody sets them, but the more important things for the team, you know, and getting to playoffs is the main goal. And hopefully getting to that wild card game and having a chance to win that and move on. But you definitely feel it going down to these last 10 games. And like I said, we just got to continue to play good baseball.
Willing to admit when you're tired in those games with Mickey lately?
Yeah, a little bit. Like I said, tonight Phil kind of knew when I was warming up that I wasn't feeling as great as the past few. And once we went ahead three, and then, you know, fortunately we tacked on two more runs there and, you know, handed it over to the bullpen there.
You ever surprise yourself when you're in the bullpen, you don't feel great, and you look up at the end of the night and you've gone seven shutout?
Yeah, I think just, like I said, once I got out there, I felt pretty good. But warming up, I didn't feel as great. And, you know, just kind of sticking with the game plan. You know, Wilson did a good job back there, and we were able to mix it up and keep those guys off balance.